咁我哋咧就正式进入议程嘅第三项，就系、是、我哋三个subcommittee 同埋 task group 嘅工作报告。咁第一个咧，我哋照例请翻阿 Vincent， 佢又同我哋报告一下 subcommittee on harbour plan review 嘅工作进度。佢同时亦都有一个 propose quick win 嘅 powerpoint 同大家分享嘅。
多謝主席。首先我報告翻Subcommittee on Harbour Plan Review 嘅報告先啦。咁喺文件第14号，咁大家都有嘅啦。咁我哋呢、這個小組委員會咧，就喺上個月7月22号開咗第29次會議咧，亦都係本任期嘅最後一次會議。我哋討論咗以下幾項事項啦。第一就係話我哋討論咗一個關於係即係西區嘅海濱嘅即係活化嘅發展。咁呢個相當有趣嘅，即係呢一個項目其實係由一啲居民咧係自發咧係去做咗一個公眾參與嘅程序咧，就將佢哋嗰個參與結果咧就係即係向呢個共建維港委員會咧係介紹咗。咁佢哋係即係經過咗一輪嘅公眾參與計劃啦，即係包括一啲問卷調查啊、論壇啊、工作坊咁咧，就做咗一個方案咧，就係將呢個西區上環至到堅尼地城咧，就分咗5个即係主題區。咁即係呢個成個項目，咁我哋睇過呢一個即係居民提議項目咧，都覺得即係成個項目係好即係。幾實際下，同埋即係都幾可取下，同埋成個公眾參與個精神咧，都係值得鼓勵。咁呢個資料，我哋都係會即係繼續會即係留意，同埋即係喺日後嗰、那個西區嘅海濱規劃嗰度咧，亦都係會將呢啲資料作為參考。第二就係我哋都睇過北角區嘅一個即係概念設計比賽啦。咁即係呢個亦都係由東區區議會去主辦嘅一個即係概念設計比賽。咁我哋嗰日都有邀請咗嗰個得獎者咧，就向我哋介紹佢嗰個方案。咁我哋都睇到咧，即係其實呢個優勝方案咧，其實有好多可取之處啦。咁即係亦都係可以引起即係廣泛嘅公眾討論。咁而佢呢個優秀之處就係佢係採取一個即係整體嘅規劃啦，即係唔係淨係話喺嗰個北角村嗰個地界裏面，而係關注翻北角村同埋前面個碼頭啊，或者係周邊嘅一啲休憩空間咧嗰個關係，咁同埋即係佢嗰個海濱同埋嗰個內陸嗰個連貫咧，亦都係有充分嘅考慮嘅。第三樣就係我哋係討論過一個。喺啟德南邊嘅一個住宅項目咧，係由一個發展商向我哋提供嘅。咁佢就將一個原本9.5倍嘅商業用途咧，就準備係修正為一個5倍嘅住宅。咁委員會都睇過，即係呢個項目咧，亦都係對於嗰、那個有一啲嘅做法咧，都係符合即係共建維港委員會所定嘅海港計劃原則嘅。咁我哋都亦都係關注咗一啲即係建築物嘅高度啊、通透感啊，同埋一個由即係由內陸到海航嗰、那個通透嘅程度。咁我哋甚至唔介意就係話，可能喺個高度限制上面有一啲寬鬆咧，好使佢嗰個即係形態上面咧有一啲高低錯落嘅感覺啊，或者係可以即係改善嗰、那個即係通風嗰個情況。咁就即係覺得嗰、那個。高度限制其實是可以考慮咧，係有適量的放寬的。第四點就是關於嗰個西九龍的一個其中一個CDA site， 咁呢個係由規劃署向我哋介紹，即係呢一個係由第日嗰個廣州、深圳、香港嗰、那個鐵路嘅西九龍嘅總站。咁我哋都睇過嗰個設計。同埋嗰個大綱啦，咁我哋都係俾咗一啲即係我哋嘅意見啦。第五項就係喺灣仔直升機場附近嘅一啲建築物嘅結構，咁呢、這個就係由土木工程處 即係嘅顧問，咁就遞交咗兩個即係不同嘅建築設計方案，就喺海旁嘅一啲結構啦，咁同埋嗰個碼頭嘅。咁委員會其實就對於嗰兩個設計，一個係用木嘅顏色，一個係用一個金屬嘅顏色，其實嗰個兩個嘅選擇咧，其實都冇乜特別嘅意見嘅。咁只不過就委員其實更加關心嘅就係話嗰個即建築物同埋整體海旁嘅公共空間嘅關係嘅考慮啦。咁同埋覺得就應該係有一個整體嘅設計俾委員睇，就而 instead of 淨係睇嗰兩個建築物嘅顏色嘅選擇。咁第六項就係關於因為要興建嗰、那個中環灣仔繞道，咁要喺嗰個東區走廊嘅底下咧，就做一啲即係工程啦，咁啊牽涉要即係搬走一啲垃圾車嘅位置，咁咁政府有關當局都亦都係同我哋提出咗，就係話喺海邊嘅要遷移垃圾車咧，就搬咗去即係海旁嘅一個地方作為臨時去放置垃圾車啦。咁就做一啲圍板咁圍住啦。咁其實委員傾過呢一樣嘢都覺得即係喺無可選擇之下咧，咁即係唯有接受啦。咁但係其實都覺得即係即係共建維港委員會，我哋嘅小組委員會其實實在就處理得太多，即係呢啲將呢啲厭惡性嘅由 A 搬去 B 啊，咁而包括係呢啲垃圾車嘅放置啊，地鐵嘅倒泥頭嘅地方啊，咁所以我哋其實都希望即係有關當局就係喺做呢啲當呢啲係無可避免嘅。即係厭惡性嘅設施係影響個海旁咧，係應該係連隨考慮有冇一啲海旁可以改善嘅地方。即係就算做呢個垃圾車，我哋都希望佢係如何可以將呢個影響係放做到最少，所佔嘅地方係做到最少，同埋有剩餘嘅空地可唔可以做翻一啲綠化去補償翻即係呢啲即係市民嘅一啲損失咧咁。咁最後嘅一點報告就係即係最近發生嘅咧，就係喺8月12日，即係一個禮拜之前，我哋就因為一啲即係鯉魚門嘅居民同埋觀塘區議會嘅邀請咧，就有我哋個小組委員會係有即係幾個委員咧，就係被邀去咗呢一個鯉魚門去睇佢哋即係嗰個即係鯉魚門嘅海濱嘅情況嘅。咁其實鯉魚門個海濱咧，就現時係有旅遊事務處咧就係準備緊一個工程，就係一個優化工程。咁早前我哋委員會都睇過。咁而家呢一個點解我哋會叫咗我哋去咧？其實就係為一班居民咧，就想喺嗰個海旁咧，就做一個平台咧，就去安放一個即係天后像嘅。咁咁委員會睇過嗰、那個即係土地嘅情況啦，咁我哋即係原則上即係佢哋依個像都係由居民自發嘅，咁其實我哋都睇到，如果居民佢哋自己有個即係自行參與，即係去令到佢個地方有獨特嘅特色，咁依樣嘢都係值得我哋去即係加許。咁當然我哋係即係其實委員出席嘅咧，亦都係冇話一個強烈反對咧，就係話佢哋去即係樹立一個即係地標式嘅一個像啦，作為一個即係彰顯本土特色同埋即係吸引遊客嘅地方。咁當然我哋係亦都要求咗居民，就係話將佢嘅一啲資料啊，譬如一啲高度啊、佔地嘅地方啊，即係 map 翻落去嗰、那個即係地盤嗰度，即係有更詳細嘅資料俾我哋再作考慮啦。嚇、啊，咁主席，我嘅報告係到呢度為止嘅。嚇、啊，
之前你做一個quick win 嘅 PowerPoint 係嘛？
係啊，
都請你過埋，然後再我哋
好啊。咁多謝主席啦。咁現在我進入去文件嘅第15號，咁就係一個即係我哋呢一個小組委員會，即係應共建維港委員會嘅大會嘅邀請啦，就係去做一個一啲 quick win project 嘅一個即係研究，咁同埋即係睇下有啲乜嘢嘅做法咧，係可以美化我哋而家現有嗰個維港海濱。咁我哋喺大家面前係有一個嘅PowerPoint。咁首先講講個背景啦，就係、是、其實共建維港委員會呢個海港計劃檢討委員會咧，就 其中一項嘅工作咧，就係要喺維港嘅兩岸咧，係去找尋一啲可以美化或者係改善嘅一啲海濱嘅設施。咁喺08年嘅12月咧，就係依個委員會咧就邀請我哋嗰個小組委員會咧，係去即係找尋一啲可行或者係即係現時可行或者將來可行嘅一啲提議咧，就俾翻個大會。咁我哋開咗即係相當多嘅工作小組啦，即係喺3月至6月，咁我諗不下都開咗4、5個依啲工作小組嘅會議，咁就去跟進呢啲事情。咁而喺7月我哋嘅會議咧，就係即係我哋通過咗咧，喺個小組委員會度通過咗咧，就將依一個嘅建議咧就遞交俾今次呢一個就大會委員咧，係去接受或者係討論嘅。咁其實詳細嘅文件咧都會喺即係大家嗰個paper 嗰度嘅，咁或者我好簡略咁樣咧去講講究竟有啲乜嘢嘢其實我哋係可以去考慮嘅啦。咁首先就係話一啲即係 quick win 啊，或者係一啲即係改善嘅機會啦。咁其實過去我哋睇到喺個城市規劃圖裏面咧，其實我哋啲 OECP 咧，其實佢都有去定咗有邊啲海濱嘅地方咧，係作為個公共休憩用途嘅。咁但我哋就發現咧，係因為種種原因咧，經已規劃咗嘅一啲公共休憩用途嘅土地咧，就而當我哋落到去真實個地點睇嘅時候咧，就未見到有發生。咁其實呢啲當然係可能係基於多種嘅即係原因咧。舉個例就係話，譬如係未有嗰、那個即係撥相應嘅撥款啦，或者係未有一個即係營運機關啊，不論佢係政府或者係私人，冇一個咁嘅營運機關咧係去處理啊。咁或者就係話有一啲即係已經規劃嘅土地喺現今嘅高土地用途咧，係有被其他嘅用途咧係佔用咗，咁即係暫時亦都未能處理。咁或者咧就係話，因為有其他嘅工程喺附近進行緊咧，亦都係未能夠即係將呢啲土地去劃，即係作為嗰個公共休憩用途。咁諸如此類咧，都係令到一啲本來已經規劃咗嘅海濱嘅休憩用地咧，縱使佢劃咗個 O 字落去咧，至今都未能夠見到有任何嘅即係相應嘅休憩設施發生嘅。咁所以基於依樣嘢咧，其實我哋都睇到嗰、那個即係過去嘅一啲障礙咧，咁亦都希望睇到就有冇辦法可以克服呢啲障礙，或者喺短期、中期、長期咧去睇到一啲方向，去即係做到即係一個美化海濱嘅設施。咁我哋即係以下咧，我哋其實睇到一啲即係可行嘅做法嘅。譬如呢度我哋睇到嗰個 PowerPoint 有幾個圖啦，就係、是、我哋就算話長遠嚟講，未必能夠可以好快咁樣去做到嗰啲海濱公園啊。咁但係即係可否就係作去發展一啲即係臨時嘅海濱長廊咧？譬如舉一個例，呢度有幾個圖，一個係北角啦、北角村啦，咁一個就係紅磡嗰個海濱啦，一個就係鰂魚涌嗰個海裕街嗰度咧，其實都係有啲喺呢一方面咧，都係有咁嘅可能性嘅。咁第二個做法就係話，喺現有嘅一啲海濱嘅公共設施咧，或者係而家現時由康文署管轄嘅設施咧，我哋可否令到佢呢啲設施係更加活潑咧？譬如舉個例就係話，即係可否去做一啲即係容許一啲擺賣啊，或者係一啲海濱嘅露天茶座嘅一啲用途啦，或者係放多啲即係讓綠化，或者係去讓人哋可以有得即係喺海邊坐低啊，飲杯茶、飲杯咖啡，或者係可以欣賞到表演嘅地方啦。咁即係呢啲地方，譬如舉個例喺中環嘅海濱咧，咁都係即係可以咧有呢啲咁樣嘅改善嘅措施。咁第三就係話即係我哋都理解就話海濱咧，將來咧或者係現在都會有好多大型嘅工程，包括西九龍文化區啊、啟德嘅發展啊，或者係一啲即係鐵路嘅建造。 咁呢啲咁嘅工程咧，亦都係會令到我哋個海濱咧有好會出現好多嘅即係建築地盤啊。咁而呢啲嘅建築地盤，縱使係無可避免咧，我哋都係考慮就係話可否即係喺個即係興建緊嗰啲發展嘅時候，都可以撥出一啲海濱嘅臨時土地咧，係去作為一啲公共休憩嘅用途啦，甚至係即係綠化咗個海濱啦，等嗰、那個即係市民咧喺嗰個等待即係呢啲咁嘅工程發生嚇、可能都講緊即係三五七年或者更長，喺中途咧都係有啲機會可以享用到海濱嘅設施。咁第四項就係話去改善嗰個海濱嘅可達性同埋即係連貫性啦。咁我哋都提出就係話，即係可以做一啲嘅清晰嘅標誌啦，擴闊一啲嘅臨時嘅海濱長廊啦，改善行人嘅通道啊，即係呢啲咁嘅設施，去改善嗰個海濱嘅即係通道。咁甚至就係有提議，就係話有一啲廣告招牌咧，其實係現時阻住嗰、那個即係、就是、市民觀賞海濱嘅，咁咪都係有提議咧，就係將呢啲廣告招牌，譬如係灣仔東面有一個嗰啲招牌咧，希望係可以拆除。咁第五項就係、是考慮喺其他嘅一啲研究裏面咧，係去包含海濱嘅改善。咁譬如話喺個單車徑嘅研究啊，或者係西環個海濱土地用途嘅研究咧，係加入嗰、那個即係如何即係改善海濱土地用途嘅一個研究，去即係包含咗喺啲其他研究裏面嘅。咁主席，最後我哋係都譬如話都提出一啲更加長線嘅海濱改善設施咧，譬如喺某一啲土地入面，佢現時係一個即係其他用途咁，但係即係日後可否改善為即係市民可以享用嘅海濱地方咧？咁舉個例就係呢度左手邊有幅圖，就係關於即係個西區嘅副食品嘅市場。咁亦都係當時我哋討論過嗰啲碼頭，咁我哋都保住啲碼頭，唔使俾佢拆啦。咁我哋希望長遠嚟講咧，呢、這個地方係可以交俾市民咧，係作為即係享用海濱嘅一個設施。係，咁主席，咁最後就係話，即係如果大家喺呢個委員會入面各位委員係同意 endorse 呢、這個報告嘅咧，咁我哋就會將呢一個報告咧係交俾即係政府，佢哋係去作為考慮，同埋即係如果有可能嘅話咧，就係、是、去實施即係個別嘅一啲短長同埋中期嘅工程嘅。咁或者呢度有幾張圖咧，其實都係顯示俾大家睇啦。即係委員會，我哋嘅小組委員咧，其實係用咗好多時間咧，亦都得到規劃處嘅協助咧。是真真正正咧喺維港兩岸每一片土地啦，佢而家嘅用途、將來嘅用途，同埋即係而家嗰啲臨時用途，喺邊個部門負責緊咧？即係呢啲詳細資料，其實我哋都相當細緻咧，係已經係做足曬。咁所以我哋係理解有啲問題啊，咁但係我哋理解咗啲問題之後，正正就係可以知道如何去拆解呢啲問題，如何用乜嘢方向去拆，邊啲係易拆嘅，邊啲係難拆嘅咧？咁我哋都起碼係即係起碼有一個好即係清楚嘅資料庫咧喺呢一度嘅。咁主席，我嘅報告就去到呢度為止。我歡迎各位委員咧係就啲提問同埋俾意見嘅。
我唔知Vincent 嘅 subcommittee 嘅成員有冇咩補充？大家都清楚聽到佢講過，花咗好多時間做呢份功課㗎啦。好多謝 Vincent， 五年嚟孜孜不倦，為咗哈佛芬嘅美化同埋呢啲剛才提到嘅 quick win opportunity， 花咗好多心力。我諗嗱，我哋而家就先即係 general comment 咧，我哋都有啲時間討論。一個方法或者我哋可以請林局長亦都就呢個 recommendation 呢 係做一個初步嘅回應咁好，然後我哋再討論咁，咁好唔好咧？嚇、啊，
多謝主席，好多謝由阿 Vincent 領導呢、這個小組，過去呢幾年咧做咗大量嘅功夫嚇。我最近亦都全面睇過工作小組就住啊，頭先啊剛才啊 Vincent 好快咁 flip through 嗰啲各個維港兩岸嗰個圖，咁亦都係好感受得到咧。其實呢啲圖唔係就咁喺個機器會自己印出嚟啊，係即係好多心血喺裏邊，亦都係第一次比較全面啊咁去建立咗一個維港兩岸呢個資料庫。對於我哋日後去用阿 Vincent 嘅形容詞拆解，係非常之有幫助。喺呢度除咗感激subcommittee 嗰個努力同埋Vincent 嗰個領導之外咧，我亦都想同共建維港委員會各位成員講，行政當局咧係完全支持呢個工作嚇。而家擺喺我哋面前咧，就係、是、嗰個落實執行嗰個嘅難度同埋嗰個時間性嘅啫嚇。我睇唔到喺呢、這個即係建議裏面有啲咩係我哋有即係好根本嘅反對，因為畢竟我哋個目標係完全一致嘅，都係讓香港嘅市民可以享受到一個即係源源不絕嘅海濱長廊啦，同埋一個即係有朝氣亦都令到我哋香港人引以為傲嘅維港嘅兩岸。咁所以喺呢個大嘅前提同埋嘅共同嘅目標之下咧，我哋完全係接受，亦都好讚賞呢幾年喺呢個 subcommittee 嗰個工作。我哋稍後會用我哋嘅政府嘅方法再去演繹一次呢啲嘅工作，因為畢竟呢個係喺民間嘅做，同埋套翻入嚟由政府行政當局以政府嘅行為去做咧，係有少少嘅分別。我而家初步估計咧，我哋可能都係要分佢為短期、中期同埋長期。有一啲工作咧係唔急得嘅嚇，因為佢係要等另一啲嘢發生咗或者完成咗咧，我哋先能夠去跟進。譬如講到係有一啲沿海岸線嘅，仲有啲用地係要研究嚇。咁譬如舉個例就係、是、西區呢個前嘅焚化爐啊，同埋屠場嘅用地咧，呢、這個一定係一個好大嘅潛力，可以將呢個土地嘅用途規劃做好，用我哋最新嘅標準同埋最新對於海港規劃。但係畢竟而家喺呢個地上最急切要發生或者個使用咧，就係、是西港島線嘅建設嚇。咁、所以呢啲嘢就算我哋聽日傾盡全力去做咧，都係冇辦法可以即時發生嘅，因為已經有一個特別嘅用途咧，要先俾佢嚟到去做咗先嚇。咁、所以我哋我會要求我哋個海港小組咧，就係、是、用翻我哋政府嘅慣常嘅語言咧嚟到去做，然後我哋就會尋求有關嘅政策嘅局同埋部門去支持我哋呢個工作，咁亦都希望喺往後嘅日子咧，我哋會繼續向本委員會或者另一種形式嘅委員會咧嚟再匯報我哋嘅工作。但喺呢度我有兩點想提出咧，係喺呢個基礎之下咧，仲要係更加積極咁去跟進。一個咧就係、是、私人機構嘅參與，或者我時常都強調嘅 public-private partnership， 因為我哋based on Vincent 做咗咧，起碼有大概四至五個地點咧係完全唔係喺政府能力範圍之內做得到，一定要同已經擁有嗰一片海濱土地嘅私人業主或者係發展商咧作一個合作或者一個商討嚇。咁呢個工作咧就係、是、我哋喺文物保育亦都面對嘅，有一啲文物嘅建築，畢竟係喺私人手裏面，亦都唔能夠政府自己強行要點樣做。咁但係過去兩年話俾我哋聽咧，只要我哋有一個配合嘅政策，有足夠嘅誘因，有一個同對方即係商討嘅誠意咧，大體上都可以做得到。咁所以稍後咧就我哋要跟進嘅工作就係點樣喺呢個公私營合作嗰度咧，再去開創一啲適合嘅模式出嚟。第二個咧就係設計係一個 evolving process 嚟。今日大家坐喺度係唔可能就住每一片嘅維港兩岸嘅海港今日決定曬個設計，因為設計會隨住時日啊、其他嘅外在環境嘅因素啊，或者市民嗰、那個即係訴求嚟到去改變。咁所以我哋需要咧就係、是、要有一個機制咧， 可以让这个Urban Design 这个设计呢能够继续去注入我们在维港两岸工作。咁在这两 个大的范畴呢，基于今日做了的大量的工作和这个资料库呢，我们是会积极跟进。而在跟进的过程里面呢，亦都会是继续跟我们的相关的持份者呢是保持这个合作。多谢主席。
多谢林局长非常之正面非常之积极的回应。刚才非常亦都提到呢，在做佢呢一個 quick win 嘅 project 嘅清單裏面咧，規劃處亦都盡量配合提供咗好多嘅資料。咁我哋喺度對規劃處同埋有關政府部門都表示感謝。咁就有關啊 Vincent 嘅報告，睇睇其他委員有啲乜嘢其他嘅意見啦。由於我哋今日嗰個議程咧都相當長，有啲議題咧可能都會需要相当时间讨论，我就建议我哋嘅委员咧发言嘅时候尽量精简。好，
Chairman, members, secretary, this I'd like to put your attention to two items in this proposal as well that Vincent has just highlighted. One is to that we need to think of the harbourfront in terms of areas and not just in terms of projects. One of the best examples for that is that we just visited Lê Yu Mun, where the Tourism Commission thought of it as a project which is providing landing steps. However, it forgot to notice that if we want to make Lê Yu Mun attractive for residents and visitors, we first have to fix the toilets. The sewage system does not work. Raw sewage is floating straight into the harbour right there. It's not going to be an attractive place for people to go and eat fish food when actually the water is polluted from local sources. So we have a project to enhance the waterfront with providing of a provision of a pier, but we've forgotten to think of the area as a whole, how the whole area can work. And that capability is really one that is needed. And for this committee, that is very difficult to do that. We rely on organization within government to resolve these cross-departmental problems. In our meeting there with the district council and the Kai Fongs, they mentioned exactly the same problem, that they cannot coordinate government, individual government departments. So they're kind of forced to take forward a individual project that falls within the remit of a individual department, but they find it very hard to do an area improvement plan which coordinates many different departments into one. Hence in our proposal is the suggestion to identify action areas and identify responsibility and an overview for those. On the small scale, which is, to move on to the second point, on the small scale, sometimes the activation of waterfronts and the involvement of private sector can be accommodated fairly easily through licensing agreements in existing areas. In Hong Kong, we have proposed to expand the area designated for outdoor seating for the kiosk so that more people can enjoy food outdoors of the kiosk. Again, it's an FEHD issue, but the decision of the area who will do that. Other promenades in North Point, we have suggested that there could be temporary street markets. Again, that requires a designation of an area and then provision of licenses. So these areas can be activated extremely quickly. But those matters are, of course, very small matters, and I'm sure that the Secretary will find those, you know, not matters that should land on her desk, but it's not easy to resolve those matters, those very small details of a license issue in one small location. So I'm just pointing out that we need to think areas, but we also have to be able to resolve small issues, and that capability we hope we can find that in the cooperation between ourselves and the government. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
我冇 further comment。
Well, Mr. Chairman, let me thank the subcommittee again for putting in a lot of efforts and insight into these proposals for enhancement. I have absolutely no difficulty with the 2 points that Paul has raised. In fact, area-based approach to revitalize or to fit to sort out an area has been advocated by Development Bureau in the last couple of years, to the extent that we have taken the initiative to bring a paper to the Legislative Council at its July meeting to talk about what we mean by area-based improvements. We have given the example of Tai O and we have given the example of Mong Kok. Of course, in the current government structure, in terms of division of responsibilities, it's not easy to identify one single agent to have that sort of overview over a district. But we are trying different ways to overcome that. So where possible, we have brought in the URA, who is able to provide the resources and the executive ability to work on an area-based approach, as long as there is a partner within the administration to help coordinate and sort out things with the relevant bureaus and departments. And so Development Bureau is very happy to play that role within the administration. But still, we are not the executive. Alice could not, through her very little unit, do all the execution of the various work. So this is one model that we are piloting. And certainly we would like to extend that to Harbourfront, where we could find a good candidate, and I think we do have a few good candidates where we could pilot that approach. The second comment is I want to assure Paul and members here that big or small matters, as long as they relate to the Harbourfront, end up on my desk. I have not screened out small matters that I need not pay my attention to. So the latest small matter on my desk are those refuse collection vehicles on Whitfield Road, which I said we must find a better solution to that, if not on a temporary, at least on a longer-term basis. So how we could entrust some of that responsibilities through licensing and through other ways involving the private sector, in my earlier response to this subcommittee's work, is an area that we would work very hard at. And that's why I said that perhaps in the next 2-3 months, what Development Bureau needs to do, based on this wonderful work done by the subcommittee, is to stimulate a similar roundtable discussion within the administration, attended by all the 12 principal officials, to talk about the Harbourfront and aspirations and the goodwill. And I can assure you that I will try to make that happen, and report to you what are the things that we could press ahead through that sort of higher level discussion. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Any other views from our other members? Please.
我哋記得喺最早 HEC 開嘅時候咧，我哋有諗過係用喺啲可達性嗰度係包括一啲船嘅。咁今次裏邊咧 ，Vincent 就好似我啲可達性我哋聽到一樣啊，同我哋最早傾，但係咧喺啲 piers， 即係我哋會唔會喺啲好似喺港島嘅東咁，係有啲船咧，慢慢可以經過見到中環一個新嘅海濱長廊，又可以一路即係落去嘅時候咧，係可以更加可能性係高啲，就是、由一個水路嗰方面去睇，因為我哋睇到咧，海港呢個 assets 咧係即係一長，即係長久應該會繼續持續落去。咁如果我哋能夠早啲係規劃喺呢個咁嘅碼頭啦，亦都有埋啲即係道路嘅配合啦，包括停車場啊呢啲喺日後咧喺我哋旅遊呢一方面有啲新嘅一啲即係景點係出嚟嘅時候咧，係可以。比香港更有持續發展的空間，你怎麼說？主席，
好，主席，多謝 Jimmy 嗰個提議啦。咁這個都是一個即係好好嘅提議嚟嘅。咁我哋委員會其實都冇忽略到依、這、一個即係水嘅通道嘅。咁其實早前我哋去鯉魚門睇嘅時候，咁其實佢哋都準備興建一啲即係新嘅碼頭，即係佢啱喺個海。維港嘅 界線以外裏面起碼頭，因為佢都驚喺維港以內再加新碼頭又牽涉啲唔知乜嘢嘢嘅，即係填海嘅訴訟啦。咁但係即係我相信就係話我哋有咁大個維港啦，即係你咁多地區，如果我哋活化海濱，你其實無可即係無可避免嘅就係話我哋應該係要有水上面作為通道，如果唔係根本就係即係一個浪費。咁我哋見到喺就算我哋早前去好多唔同嘅地方，比如即係我哋早前去Sydney 啊，咁都睇到佢用充分地利用咗好多水上嘅交通工具咧，係去令到嗰、那個即係海港咧係更加即係活潑、更加吸引。咁我相信 Jimmy 呢個提議一定係會即係我哋作為嗰、那個即係我哋嘅建議裏面嘅一部分。
Thanks, Jimmy， 多謝。假如冇其他有關呢、這個 subcommittee 嘅兩份報告嘅提問咧，咁我哋大會就 endorse 咗啊 Winston 剛剛 present 嗰個 proposed quick win report， 好嘛？大家都同意 ，OK。咁就多謝 Winston 啊，多謝。